Bienvenidos a The Grateful Leader Podcast, donde hablamos de liderazgo, desarrollo de talento y cultura laboral para gente agradecida y con propósito, que quiere evolucionar el mundo laboral. Somos sus anfitriones, Gaby y Gerardo. Bienvenidos.
Welcome to The Grateful Leader Podcast, Leadership, Talent Development, and Workplace Culture Hacks for purposeful and grateful people who want to shift the workplace. We are your hosts, Gerardo and Gaby. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we have a really special guest that I met recently thanks to social media, specifically via LinkedIn. And I also had the opportunity to have a conversation with him on his LinkedIn. And it was really nice because I already met people from all over the world thanks to him. So go ahead, Gaby, to introduce him.
Yes, we're so excited to have Peter today. And let me tell you a little bit about Peter. He helps aspiring leaders step up in their careers and develops unshakable confidence. Over the past decade, he has worked with business leaders in some of the world's largest and most innovative companies. He has coached professionals in various stages of their careers. Along the way, he had the opportunity to gain insights from CEOs, C-suite executives, and professionals at all different levels of organizations from various functions and industries. He had a long run with Rolls-Royce in UK, Norway, and Germany, and he managed over 300 million of annual spending and contracting billions in future business. So welcome, Peter.
Thank you very much. Thanks welcome. For having me, guys.
No, thank you. Thank you, Peter. And let's get going with a few questions. Sure. I think that are going to be interesting for you and for the audience as well. Talking about yourself, who are you as a person?
Yeah. I love seeing other people succeed and grow. It really lights me up when I can, you know, see other people be more successful, when I can help them be more successful in their careers as leaders. You know, and I think if that's the case, then we all win. You know, we all get something from that. So I really love empowering people. I love helping them realize more about the really unbelievable amounts of potential that they all have and helping them unlock it. And, you know, how do you actually use it? How do you get it out? And then how do you use it? So that's what I'm about.
Interesting. And I like that very much. But how did you end up in leadership, you know, coaching executives? And that's interesting to me because you were in the other side of business, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it definitely wasn't straightforward. You know, if you told me 5 years ago I'd be doing this, I probably wouldn't have believed you because I also didn't really know it existed as a career, to be honest. But yeah, you know, my desire to help people become better leaders is really just born out of a general desire to help people become more successful. And, you know, by the way, when I say successful, that's their definition of success, not mine. So whatever it means for the individual, you know, that's what I'm there to help with. And, you know, working in leadership allows me to have a great impact because as I'm helping leaders become better, they then help their people become better. And that creates a lot more impact than I could have on my own. So it really creates this ripple effect, if you will, of, you know, just people getting better and by extension, their people getting better as well. So that's how I ended up in leadership.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, as a leader yourself, Peter, what are three things that you are grateful for?
Yeah. Okay, three things, right? So, I mean, I'm grateful for a lot, to be honest. But, you know, first and foremost, as leader, I'm grateful for the people that work with me and being able to learn from them and guide them at times as well. You know, I think it's important to acknowledge that we all learn from each other. And that humility is, I think, really important. You know, I'm grateful for being able to inspire people, you know, whether it's helping them see more of how they could, you know, do great things or just sharing some different perspectives on how to look at a challenging situation maybe. And I'm also grateful for just being able to learn and grow every single day. So that's really what, you know, it's all about for me, that, you know, that I'm also growing and that's I'm really, really grateful for having that opportunity.
Excellent. So I know that Gabby has a few questions as well, definitely.
I have a lot of questions for you.
Yes.
So you were saying that you love to help people or leaders like become a better version of themselves.
Yeah.
So why do you think we need better leaders?
I think we can all do better. Let's just say that way. I firmly believe we have a lot of potential, all of us, that we're not accessing. You know, you've probably heard this, you know, people typically use 10 to 15% of their potential. So if we could just, you know, use 20 or 25, you know, we're already doubling what we're using. I think, you know, leadership is plays such an important role in organizations, whether that's business, nonprofit, you know, families, whatever it is. And so if we have better leaders, then that makes, you know, those organizations better. And by extension, the world, if we really want to take a macro view of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And well, this podcast is all about being grateful and like recognizing people, talents. Yeah. And now as a person, what are you grateful for?
So much. I mean, really so much. I mean, I have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I start part of my sort of morning routine, if you will, is to write kind of a gratitude list of what I'm grateful for on that day. And so that's my wife. She's always a number one of that list, you know, and that's true. I'm grateful, you know, for my wife, I'm grateful for my family, for my friends, for my home. You know, I'm just grateful. And the list really goes on. I'm just grateful for my life, and I'm grateful for giving myself the opportunity to live the life that I live as well. So I've got a lot to be grateful for. And as much as I do, I think it's important to acknowledge it as well. And it just sets up this amazing energy for yourself. That's why I do it in the mornings, because, you know, just it's been shown, you know, if you do that, it really sets up this great energy in yourself. And you just put yourself in a very, very good place to actually start the day well and continue the day well.
Yeah. I agree. And recognition is very, very important at the workplace right now. And a lot of people, they're not happy at their work. And maybe this could be one of the reasons. So you were saying you're very grateful for the people that you have worked for and with. How do you express this gratitude to them? Or in your opinion, what is a good way to express gratitude or recognition or compassion at the workplace as a leader? To attract, to motivate, and retain talent.
Yeah. Well, you know, I let them know that what they do is important. And I think it's critical that you let your people know that, you know, the contribution that they have is important, right? And that's from the most junior person to the most senior person. It doesn't really matter. Everybody plays a role, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't have a role. That's how I look at it. So, you know, I thank people, you know, and I think it's important to be open about this, to be as open as possible. Because I know it's not easy for everyone, you know, and I know it doesn't come naturally for people to kind of go out and thank others. But, you know, you need to let people know, because, yes, sure, people feel it. But I don't think that's enough. I think you have to actually tell them. You have to let them know, you know, you're doing a good job. I appreciate your contribution around here. You know, what you do is important. You might not always see the impact of what you do, but believe me, I can tell you you have an impact. And so just being really open about it. And like I said, I know it's not the most comfortable thing for everyone to do, but get over yourself. You know, it's not about you. It's about the person knowing that they are important and that they do play a role. So, yeah, I think just telling people is such an important thing. And I think it's always been important. We just haven't talked about it. And now we are talking about it, which is a really good thing.
Yeah, that's great. I think so many leaders, they're afraid to express their feelings or their thoughts. And it's challenging for a lot of them, because maybe they think, I'm in this position, I'm in a management position, and then I'm not supposed to say what they have to do. Why am I gonna recognize an activity that is part of the job description? I don't know. But as you were saying, it is very important. And I know, because I have worked with so many leaders in the past, And for some of them, these tasks, and sounds really easy to do, but it's hard. It's hard for them. So do you have, and my last question, and then Gerardo can continue with the conversation. Do you have any other tip for somebody that have never expressed this gratitude or recognition to their team?
I mean, just do it. You know, I don't want to quote Nike, but just do it. Just, you know, don't literally. I mean, it's, you know, like you say, it's simple, but it's not easy for a lot of people, right? So I get that. But like I said, it's not about you. It's not about how it makes you feel. It's about how it makes the other person feel. So recognize as a leader, you're only as good as the people that you're getting to lead, that you have the privilege of leading. So, you know, you do a lot of things as leaders that you don't like to do. So just add that on the list of the things that you need to be doing, even though you might not enjoy it. And recognize that letting people know that they do a good job, letting them know that they're valued, actually is going to help you in the long run, because they're going to feel more valued as a result of you letting them know that they are. So, you know, and actually it's going to make you feel better as well once you get good at it. So I think, you know, just do it.
Definitely. Yes. And I mean, for sure, the important topic in this podcast is gratefulness, to be thankful every day, like you mentioned, Peter. And I know that Gabby, you and myself are grateful every day for many things. That's why we are having this conversation. But you mentioned something quite important. Being a leader is not about yourself, it's about serving others. Mm-hmm. And it's a big responsibility. It's nothing easy at the end. That's the way life is. Yeah. But besides being grateful, what other traits do you think are important in a servant leader? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think first of all, I know you and I, we've talked about this a bit. It's this balance of confidence and humility. I think it's important to acknowledge people will come to you because they're looking for your guidance and your opinion. You know, I do firmly believe that the leader has a role to play in letting people know that they know where we're heading. That is leadership. But equally, you need to be able to be humble enough to raise your hand and say, I don't know, or say, I'm going to go have to go away and think about that, or ask somebody else, or what do you think about it? That's not to say that you shouldn't know where you're heading. It's not to say you shouldn't think you have the answer, but by all means, be confident enough to know that you don't need to know every answer. I think that balance is really important. It's also, it's authentic, and because, you know, nobody knows everything. So pretending to that you know everything is pretty inauthentic, because we all know we don't. You know, we all have blind spots. So that for me is really important and on the outset. And then, you know, I think it's courage is really important as well. Like I say, you need to be able to stand alone. You need to have conviction what you're doing, and you need to be able to stand alone and say, no, this is what I believe in, and this is where we're going. And it might not be popular, but it's your vision. And, you know, you're being paid to have a vision. You're being paid to make decisions that aren't always popular, but that lead everyone in the direction of where they're going to go. So you need that courage. And of course, you know, in order to actually lead people along, you need to be able to share a vision, right? And bring others along. So it's really important that you can articulate where is it we're going, why are we going there, and what are we doing to get there? And if you can't do that, it's going to be hard for people to buy in. And, you know, it's so important. And we talk about why a lot, you know, purpose. And that is important. People do care about it. So, you know, let them know why you're doing it, right? Let them know what's important, why it's important. And then, you know, I think it's also really important to have self-control. And what I mean by self-control is being aware of your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. If you are not in control of those three things as a leader, it's going to be hard for other people to really identify with you, because you're going to seem like you're not really in charge of what's going on. And if you're not in charge of yourself, how can you be in charge of a team that you're leading? You know, and then the other thing I think is really, really important is decision-making ability. I think, again, you know, there is this sort of debate a lot about the fact that, well, you know, people shouldn't just make decisions for others, but that's what leaders are getting paid for. They're paid to make decisions. So they have to be good at making them. Now, I'm not suggesting they should make them in a vacuum. I'm not suggesting they shouldn't ask other people's opinions, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, the leader has to make a decision. And that decision has to be backed up with a plan. So you know where you're going. But you know, having said all of that, I think it's also important to have empathy, because when you make a decision, it's not going to always be popular. You know, some people aren't going to like it. So you have to have the empathy to know that some people aren't going to like it, and why aren't they going to like it, and be able to explain to them, have that empathy, understand how it's impacting them. That may not be the way they want to be impacted, but you know, still know that it's about them and they need to understand it. And then finally, I think, you know, probably the thing I should have said first is being able to assume responsibility. You know, I think it's really, really easy, and we've all seen this, right? And someone that always points the finger at other people and say, well, you know, if only this hadn't happened, then we could have done this, or if the environment was different, or, you know, all these things. And I'm not suggesting that that doesn't play a role, but what I'm saying is, as a leader, you need to take, I mean, I think as an individual, you need to take responsibility. We should all take responsibility for our lives, but especially as a leader, you need to take responsibility. You need to take responsibility for your actions and also for your team's actions, because the, you know, as I think it was a President Truman, he had a sign on his desk, he said, the buck stops with me. And that's true. You know, as the leader, the buck stops with you. It's you who is responsible, whether that's for a small team or for a big organization. It doesn't matter. You're responsible for those people. So take that responsibility and don't shy away from it. Because also, if you shy away from it, then you're not actually leading. You're sort of out there somewhere, but actually you're not really taking responsibility. So take it.
Totally. Yes. I mean, if you want to become a leader, first, you said it, you have to lead yourself and be aware of the responsibility that gonna come to you. So yeah, it's nothing easy. And you mentioned empathy, which for me is really important.
Yeah.
Talking about that, what do you think is the current skill gap in top management in companies? What do you see right now?
Probably not the answer you expect. Self-awareness for me, hands down. I don't think it's necessarily something new. I don't think it's a recent phenomenon. I just don't think it's something that we talk about. And I don't think it's valued as much as it should be. You know, I look at leadership as three different levels. And the first level is being able to lead yourself. So if you think of a building, right, if you think of, we've all probably seen a large building go up, right, being constructed, and we drive by, we walk by this construction site, and there's just this hole in the ground, and this hole just stays in the ground for weeks on end, right, and all of a sudden you walk by one day and five stories are up, and before you know it, the whole building is up there. So that's the foundation. They've spent so much time on the foundation, because they just keep on working on the foundation, because that's the most important part, especially, you know, Monterey. I think you have some earthquakes every now and then. So, you know, you need some pretty stable buildings.
Oh, not really, but yeah. Mexico City.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
So you need a strong foundation, right? And that's the leadership journey, right? There are going to be earthquakes. And if your foundation isn't strong, you know, you're not going to be as ineffective as a manager or leader as you could be. And so, you know, once you build that really strong foundation, and that really the basis for that is self-awareness, you need to know, what are you good at? Where could you be better? What are my blind spots? What are the things I need to be constantly improving? And also ask for that feedback. Be humble enough to just ask for it. I think that's really important. So once you have that awareness, then you can go, you know, develop the other levels, which is level two is, in my book, is leading other people. And then level three is developing other leaders. But you're not going to be as good at that if you don't have that really solid foundation of being able to lead yourself. So I think, you know, like I said, probably not the answer you'd expect or hear a lot, but yeah, self-awareness for me every day of the week.
Yeah, no, and I think it's refreshing, your answer. I like it, definitely. Now, I know that Gabby and myself have different views on this in terms of coaching.
Yeah.
But is it absolutely necessary to have a coach in terms of, I mean, to become a better leader or a mentor, maybe? I mean, or a coach, or top executives. Yes. So what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. I do believe it's invaluable. I don't think it's necessary though. I think it's invaluable for people to have a coach or a mentor. You know, I heard something a while back, and you've probably heard this before as well. You know, not all athletes have coaches, but all Olympians do. Now you can probably find Olympians that don't, but you know, let's just say the vast majority of Olympians will have a coach or a mentor, right?
Yeah.
And you know, so the way I look at it is, why wouldn't you want to learn from someone that's been where you've been? You know, that's experienced what you're experiencing. You know, that understands what you're going through and that's made mistakes and that knows how to avoid them, or even better, that has really effective ways of doing things and can share them with you. So no, I don't, you know, it would be very self-serving for me to say, yes, everybody needs a coach, please. But no, I don't believe that's necessary. I do, like I said, I believe it's invaluable. I think it's a huge asset for anyone that wants to be a better person. You know, we've always had that. We may have not called those people coaches or mentors, but you go back in history a long time, people have always looked to others for information, for guidance. So it's nothing new from that point of view. We've just made a profession out of it. But no, of course you can do it yourself, but I just think it's going to be faster and less painful if you do it with somebody else. So that's my view on it.
And I agree with that. I mean, you need someone, or at least, for example, sometimes when I don't know what to do, I can send a message to Gabby, like, hey, what do you think about this, right? Yeah. Or to another colleague in HR. I do believe it's important. It's not an easy task. I know that Gabby has a few comments about this, and for sure another question.
Yeah, I think coaching is important. Coaching, training, and you were talking about the leadership levels, and I agree with you. How can you lead a bunch of people, a lot of people, and develop talent if you don't work on yourself first? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And talking about this, even 5 years ago, it was hard to do it, because some people, and I posted a lot about this topic on LinkedIn, and then I got really bad comments like, how can you compare being a good person or working on yourself and being a good leader? Like, there's no relation. and for me, I think it's totally related. If you work on yourself every day, if you're good on what you do and you translate, you transfer those like skills and knowledge and development to your team, then you're gonna get like better results for sure. So yeah, I think it's all about being mindful. You were talking about that as well, being mindful of what's going on with myself. And if you have that skill, then you can recognize or acknowledge what's going on with other people. So yeah, I think coaching is a great tool.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, I would even take it a step further and say, if you think about if you're no longer learning, whether that's as an individual or leader, it doesn't matter. If you're no longer learning, if you're no longer developing yourself, you're going backwards. Because momentum only works in two ways. It's forwards or backwards. There is no standing still. You know, we know that intuitively, yet we seem to forget about it sometimes. So if nothing else, if you want to create forward momentum in your life, you need to keep on growing, you need to keep on learning. And that starts with you as an individual. And then only then your team will grow from you as having developed yourself as well.
Yeah. I agree on that. Do you have any other question, Gerardo, for Peter?
Well, I agree. It was very powerful. I mean, this last comment, you have to, I mean, regardless if you want to be a leader or not, you have to be learning new things every day. I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but you do. I mean, at least, I mean, if you are in leadership or HR, like Gabby and myself, you have to read about other things and meet new people that have different ideas, different beliefs, so that you have a challenge. And I mean, that pushes you, I think, to be more open and learn at the end. I just have, I mean, I think this was a really good episode, quite fantastic, you know, to hear you, Peter. But what do you want to add for our audience in terms of leadership?
Where do I start? No, but I mean, I think we've covered a lot of the, I wouldn't just say the basics, but you know, we've gone in detail on some of the things. And I think for me, just to sum it up, is really this balance of confidence and humility again. I don't want anybody going away thinking you need to ask others for their opinion all the time. I really believe firmly that you need to know where you're heading as a leader. But I do believe a sign of confidence and humility at the same time is being able to ask for help and being able to admit when you don't know. And that authenticity, people feel that authenticity. And, you know, we live in a world where we don't really know what's real for the most part, unfortunately. So being authentic, if nothing else, is going to allow you to connect with people at a much deeper level than you would otherwise if you're trying to pretend or something, because people will feel when you're not being genuine. They will understand it. They might not know what's going on. They might not know what they're feeling, but they'll feel some sort of discomfort interacting with you. So you're only going to help yourself and by extension your people by being authentic and by really truly being who you are. And by admitting that, you know, sometimes you're maybe not showing up as the best version and also just apologizing for it. None of those things are a problem. I think, you know, we don't need to think of leadership or a leader rather as this person that has to, you know, be 100% on top of things all the time. Quite the contrary, leaders are just human beings. That's all they are. And so it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to own up to your mistakes. It's okay to say, I don't know. All those things are okay. And actually they're gonna help you in the long run. People aren't gonna see you as weak. They're not gonna perceive you as not knowing where you're going. They're just gonna realize that you care enough to actually admit that you don't know, that you care enough to let them know when you've stepped in the wrong direction. You care enough when you to know that you maybe shouldn't have spoken to them in that way. And you know, when you let people know that, they're going to respect you much more than whatever face you're putting on, whatever you're trying to do, however you're trying to show up. Just be authentic and people will really resonate with that.
I love that. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that they, when we're starting saying, I don't need to learn anything new, I think that day we should stop being leaders. So thank you so much. This was a great episode. And so we are sure that the audience wants to know where they can find you.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for having me again, guys. I really appreciate this. They can find me on LinkedIn. I post all the time. I do live talks, you know, where I share a bit more of my opinions on things and also bring other people on board. So it's not only just my opinion, but yeah, LinkedIn, Peter Carius, that's where you'll find me. That's where I am. And, you know, get in touch with me, follow me, connect with me. I always love meeting new people.
Great. Yeah. And thanks again, Peter. You invited me a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can invite Gabby sometime.
Yes.
To talk about all the things. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you have a great audience all around the world. So yeah, please follow Peter on LinkedIn and also on Instagram. You can find him. Yes. He posts really good content. And also to all of our friends, please follow us on LinkedIn as well. We are on Instagram and Facebook too, as The Grateful Leader. And feel free to comment and let us know on social media. What do you think about leadership? What is being grateful for you? So we'll wait for your comments and posts. And thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.